Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
30-year-old lady had her 5-year-old daughter doing bikini waxes.
Don't you think she's the perfect height for that job?
I think so. Little hands getting in there.
Yeah, it's like the elves that make cookies.
Well, the question is if it's, like, if that's sexual, then...
Is it sexual?
But then it kind of changes the whole industry, kind of, you know? Like, a kid could be a gynecologist, technically, right? Because it's not.
No, no, not technically, because they can't be. I mean,
well, if they were smart,
stupid.
If there was like a little Mensa kid, could be definitely in your pussy.
Oh, like a Doogie, like the Coochie Howser.
Yes,
Coochie Howser.
Exactly, because it's not supposed to be a sexual thing,
right?
Yeah,
right.
But Kim, would you let a guy wax your pussy, or would you think your boyfriend would be cool with a guy?
I don't think he'd care, but yeah. Next month, I'm getting the laser, and they asked me if I prefer a girl or a guy. I'm getting the full bikini.
Yeah,
and they asked me if I wanted a girl or a guy, and I said I didn't really care. I just don't. And I think that most of those, there's not like really straight men that work at those things.
But if you're imagining someone like Matteo Lane waxing.
Yes.
You're not imagining, if you walked in and Johnny was working there, you'd be like, nah, I need a chick.
Yeah, absolutely. Immediately.
If
I walked in and you had gloves on in any room, yeah. I'd leave.
Dude. If Johnny.
Yeah, if he walks out rubbing his hands
except
on
the
an
grocery
apron
store.
Saying next.
He's licking his fingers, yeah.
Fill her up.
You're listening. Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, yo, God. This is crazy. That's right. It is a Real Ass Wednesday. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Miko, holding down the fort. Lewis is in Vegas scouting locations for Skankfest. So you're stuck with me today. Sorry, guys. Sitting next to me, the illustrious, incredibly funny, has a brand new special out right now, Kim Congdon.
Oh, thank you so much, Zach.
And where can they see that special, Kimmy?
You guys can check it out on YouTube. It's called Childless MILF.
And please do that right away. Kim is great. Across the table from me today, Colin Terrell running a little bit late, but first time on the show, Johnny Salami. How you doing, dude?
How you doing, brother? Thanks for having me, dude.
How you doing, brother?
I'm feeling dangerous, man.
Yeah?
I'm feeling dangerous. I'm a little cold right now, but...
It's all right. We're gonna warm up. We're going to have a good time. You got a podcast, buddy?
Yeah, it's called the Johnny Salami Podcast, so... Check that out.
Oh, yeah, check it out. Very funny. You come highly recommended, dude, so thank you very much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, dude.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So Shannon texted me to take the opportunity to have some statements about Lewis since he's not here. And Kim, you have the inside view as well, so if you want to interject here. But I have prepared a few statements. Since Lewis isn't here, in his honor, I wanted to just read a little something for you guys.
Oh, okay, shit.
Sure, Louis J. Gomez. Louis writing comedy is like his history with rape. Numerous attempts, but he's never completed a sentence.
Okay, that's good.
Lewis and I are a lot like many famous comedy duos. He's Jay and I'm Silent Bob. He's Laurel and I'm Hardy. I'm Garfield and he's Odie. Wait, no, Odie's how his mother died.
Great.
Lewis and his mom are a lot alike. She shot up heroin and he's incredibly vain. Lewis gets a lot of hot chicks. Hey, sometimes strippers like... I stole this from you. Lewis gets a lot of hot chicks. Hey, sometimes strippers like dad bods. Conveniently, outside of a strip club is where Lewis's dad's bod was found. Lewis used to brag about having three ways with his ex. Lewis, it doesn't count as group sex because you're fucking a girl with multiple personalities.
That wasn't me.
No. You know what's funny about the girls Lewis fucks? Me either.
Hey, that wasn't me either.
Having a teenage boy at home, Lewis's house is full of hormones. The last time Lewis lived with that many hormones is because his mom left her bedroom door open.
I love that.
Miss you, buddy. Hope Vegas is treating you well. Very excited to see the location for the new pre-party at Skankfest, and we love you. With that, let's get plugs out of the way. Johnny, what do you want people to check out? Dates, podcasts, social media, whatever you want, buddy.
Yeah, just follow the Johnny Salami podcast on Instagram and YouTube. That's it, man.
Fantastic. We'll Colin plug when he gets here. Kimmy girl?
Check me out at Kim Congdon on Instagram. But mostly, I just want to plug my special. Check out Childless MILF, my podcast This Bitch, and the Kim Congdon Takeover.
Absolutely. And guys, if you want to see me live this Saturday the 24th, I'll be in Bloomfield, New Jersey. I have a ticket link up in the bio in my Instagram, which is at Zach is not funny. If you want to bring up Lewis's dates as well, Lewis is currently on the Meaty Ogre Tour. He's going to be in Tampa, Florida at Side Splitters on February 29th through March 2nd, bringing the great Tim Butterly with him. Then he's in Des Moines, Iowa, the 8th and 9th of March. The Comedy Connection in Rhode Island, the 14th through 16th. I think we're all at the Vogel in Red Bank, New Jersey, on the 22nd. The 23rd, he's at Soul Joel's, and March 28th through 30th. Philadelphia, Lewis's birthday weekend. We're going to be at the New Inline Comedy Club. The 28th is a live, real-ass podcast. 29th and 30th, stand-up shows with me, Lewis, and, well, Lewis headlining me, and then all your, some of your favorite guys from Philly are all going to be doing guest spots on those shows. If you like the podcast, and we know you do, castdigital.com, promo code RAP. Get yourself a 7-day free trial to all the shows on the network. If you like it, keep it. If you don't, go screw.
This is a very Lewis moment. I forgot a couple plugs.
Please, go ahead.
Make sure you come. Wait, when does this come out?
Streaming live, but it'll be out in a couple days.
We're live right now. Okay, on Friday, I will be at Soul Joel's in Pennsylvania with Tim Butterly as well. We're really excited for that. Check that out. And then this March at the Comedy Store, I'm doing another This Bitch and Friends. It's going to be really fun. 314, March 14th, 10:30 p.m. We're doing another one April 18th. The lineups are fire. The last three have sold out. Do not miss it. And that's it.
Absolutely. Check that out, guys.
Thank you.
A real great lineup for the show at the Comedy Store, by the way.
Thank you.
All right. So let's do some stories. I want to talk about Shannon. Let's tell us about this Michigan waitress.
Okay. So she was working at the Mason Jar Cafe in Southern Michigan. One of her customers was in town for a funeral of a family member, and the customer gave her a $10,000 tip on like a $34 bill and said that he wanted to do something nice in memory of his family member who had just passed away. She went ahead and she split the $10,000 with the other servers. I believe it was 8 servers. But the people in the kitchen had a problem with it and caused like a whole big thing about it. Her bosses wanted to know who the people in the kitchen were that were starting a problem. By the way, this is all according to her, not the police.
And what is this? What is this? Is this an am I the asshole type thing? Or?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I'll finish with this first. So when she refused to tell the owners of the place who was causing a problem about it, they told her, you know what, you should probably take a mental health day tomorrow. Like, don't even bother coming in because of all like the drama and whatever. And then they told her to take a second day, and then they just stopped responding to her text messages. After that happened, she posted about it on Facebook about what happened. And then they got their lawyers involved and told her that they were going to bring legal action if she didn't take down the post. And they were going to sue her, blah, blah, blah. This is all over the $10,000 tip. The restaurant, though, claims that that's not why they fired her, that it's another reason, but they can't say why.
Okay.
Wait, did she split the money with the kitchen or no?
No, just the servers.
Just the server, yeah. And then they fired her.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like she got her way. She should shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but that she didn't get, it was eight servers?
Yeah, she got, they each got about like $1,200.
That kind of sucks. I think she should have kept the...
Yeah, she should have kept the whole thing.
What you have done?
I would have quit, dude. I would have taken it and
hit the road. Another serving job, yeah.
Yeah. Make a lateral move.
Yeah.
I would have told no one. Yeah. I would have. I literally would have. They would have. They would go. Where'd the server go? I would have walked out on
but
my.
If it
shift.
Was on the credit card yeah. tip, you would have had to put it in the computer, and the, the boss would have had to approve it.
Yeah. All right. But so, I wouldn't have announced it.
But I think legally, don't they have to just give it to her? Is that what the issue is here? She didn't want to share it, and she was forced to.
No. So she chose to share it with the servers. I think what the problem was, according to her, what they were mad about is when people in the kitchen were mad, they didn't get a piece of it.
She was fired.
She was fired because she wouldn't tell the owners who it was that was making a stink about it.
Oh,
this is from her.
She kind of rocks.
Yeah, this girl I think rocks. She's a bad bitch. She's not only great. Did she hook up the other servers, mm-hmm. she's not a snitch.
She's not a snitch.
I got a $1,000 tip once. And I didn't have to split it or anything like that.
Nice.
And I fucked up the order, too.
Yeah. Was it just like a crazy rich person? Well,
I used to deliver pizza, dude. And these corporations would place like large orders. And this company ordered like 1,000 wings. And I had to deliver it, dude. And when I was on the way out, I just dropped all the wings.
Yeah, you seem like a very nonchalant delivery driver. Yeah. I gotta tell you. Like, you don't hold the boxes tight.
Yeah, but if my... If my Uber Eats said Johnny Salami has your order, I'd be like, dude, that rules.
Yeah, Johnny.
I'd be pretty pumped about it.
Johnny Salami has your pie. I'm like, this food's going to fuck.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I used to deliver in a flame truck, too.
Nice. So
what's a flame truck?
Like a truck with flames on it.
Like the pussy wagon. Like the pussy wagon from Kill Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Pussy magnet. Well, that's what they told me when I got it, but didn't turn out that
way. Did you buy it with flames?
Yeah. That's why I bought it.
That's why you bought it?
Yeah.
What color was the truck?
It was like gray.
Okay.
And then it had like orange flames.
Was it lifted?
No, I don't think so. That'd be even sicker, you know? But I'm not.
See, gay. I would be nervous to do anything in that truck because it's so recognizable.
Yeah. I mean, now it's kind of gay, but back then it was like the coolest thing.
It just makes it sound like it would make buying drugs difficult.
He just turned around and burnt the pizza he dropped on his way out.
Well, when I dropped the wings, I started throwing them back in the thing.
Oh,
and
no.
My boss saw me.
Did you ever take a bite out of the food while you were delivering it? I could see you doing that. Yeah, I know you, dude. This is why I don't order food anymore. But
a lot of places tape the shit up now.
Yeah, but you can untape it or bring your own tape.
No, they have like custom like for the restaurant.
If you're hungry, you'll find a way to get in that box and get a bite.
A lot of those places, they'll like make you a pizza inside. Like the chefs will just cook up a pizza. You can just eat it like on the job.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's
acceptable. Yeah. So overall, I feel like this is, I feel like we're not following the story 100%.
Well, the whole premise was that I dropped the wings on the way out.
No, I meant the story we're talking about.
Oh, my bad.
I got that. And then did they have to remake the wings?
Yeah, it took like 4 hours, but I still got the tip.
That's pretty gnarly. How late were you?
Probably like 4 hours, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Were they weren't pissed?
They were like corporate pissed, you know. But they're like, oh, it's okay.
But like, and was the tip from a dude or from the company?
Just from the company. It was definitely company money for sure.
That's pretty baller.
Yeah.
That's a good day. Do you store that away? Were you a responsible enough young man to go, I'll put this away, or like, I'm going to blow this tonight?
Well, one of the chefs came in the back, and he started swearing and screaming. And I thought he was going to fight me, and he started punching one of those freezer doors, like throwing like full-on combinations. So I was like, dude, like, I'll give you some of this tip. And he just didn't say anything. I was like, all right, you know, just took all of it, you know.
Well, good for you, bud. Yeah. And what did you spend it on?
Back then, dude, probably alcohol and like probably Xbox games, something like that for sure. I definitely did not save it.
I'll take it.
Back then, no way.
Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't have been responsible. How old were you?
18 maybe.
Oh, 19. Yeah, that would have been gone.
Yeah,
dude. That would have been tattoos and malt liquor.
That's what you would have dropped it on?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. Without a shadow of a doubt. I'm terrible at money now. I was even worse then.
What type of tattoo you think you would have gotten back then?
dumb horror shit.
Really?
Zombies and just, shit, yeah, the dumb shit I'm covered in now. I am aesthetically 16 for my entire life. I have the worst taste in everything. Mm-hmm. Everything I like is stupid.
I'm sorry. I need to get through this. Who are you, Johnny Salami? Who are you?
Yeah, we're learning.
No, I'm not learning. That's I learned that he dropped a pizza, but I knew that before he talked.
Yeah. That's a tough question, dude.
Who are you? What's this name from? I'm so intrigued by you. You're just like...
Well, my real name is John Psyche, but people just have called me Johnny Salami, so I've kind of just let it happen.
Who's people?
Anyone, you know? Well, the name of my podcast...
Where did it come from?
The name of my podcast is the Johnny Salami Podcast, so people would just think my generic name is Johnny Salami.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, okay, I see.
But my real name is John Psyche, but I don't think people like that as much.
That's a little scarier.
Yeah, it sounds like a supervillain.
It does. Yeah. It does.
Psyche?
Yeah. John Psyche? Sounds Dr. Like John Psyche. Psyche?
Yeah, sounds like...
He works at Arkham.
Yeah, like from like another dimension or something.
Yeah, yeah, I would watch out for John Psyche.
Yeah.
Johnny Salami, come over. Mm. It does sound... I got to be honest. It sounds like you're fucking ladies through pizza boxes.
Oh, yeah. If Johnny Salami is delivering my wife's pizza, I'm upset.
There's literally a Mad TV sketch where they're all at the porn star name registry, and then a pizza guy comes in and goes, large salami for Johnny, and everyone stands up and runs to the desk to claim that name.
Damn. Yeah, I found out there's a... Colm actually found this out. There's a dude named Johnny Salami in New Jersey. But he's exactly like who you think he is.
Is he on a pizza place?
Probably. He's an Italian.
I wonder if he knows Tony Bologna.
I did like that. I wish I knew the button because
Tony Bologna's a real pizza place.
I wish I had the button. Oh, really? I thought it was just you using wordplay.
No. Tony Bologna's is a pizza place in Jersey. They have three locations. I made Lewis and Faga go. They loved it. Lewis continued to go. We posted about it, trying to get them to talk to us. Dead air. Then someone who Lewis used to date visited it once, posted about
it
on Instagram.
He's not trying to mention. He just can't remember her name.
Posted about it on Instagram.
It goes so quick.
And Tony Bologna slid into those DMs real quick. You want to do a video?
No
way. You want to pour in the kitchen?
Oh, suddenly
no love from Tony Bologna for the kid.
No.
But I'm just saying.
No.
Real quick to answer when a girl... likes Tony Bologna.
Oh,
I'm not saying anything, Tony Bologna.
Oh, shit.
But I'm on to you, motherfucker.
So the pizza was good, though?
It's fucking awesome.
It is good.
It's the greatest. They're in Hoboken, Jersey City, and Atlantic City. Damn. And oh, boy. Oh.
Yeah.
They're doing a Lotte one? Doggy.
Yeah, pizza is fucking cool, man.
I like this
pizza's
guy.
The best, dude.
I'm not sure how I feel about him.
You're on the fence?
Yeah. I'm on the fence.
Hard,
I can't
hard
tell
read.
If... yeah, really hard read. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't hate him. That's for sure. But I am in. I am
the,
watching.
The last word I'm associating with you is read.
I can't tell if he's retarded or a genius.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
If he is stupid, I feel like he's got a huge cock. But I don't know. I don't know yet.
Yeah, a lot of wrong assumptions.
Small cocked idiot. Yeah. No,
small,
I'm just kidding.
Small cocked dyslexic.
Really dyslexic?
No, I did take the wrong train here, but that was a mistake. You know,
that's because you were obsessing over the other ones.
Yeah.
Well, he dropped the pizza. He got confused.
I wish I did.
How long did you deliver pizza for, Tony?
Just you almost called me Tony, dude.
I almost did. Yeah.
just that year that I was in school.
What is that the worst job you ever had?
It was the best job I ever had.
What's the worst job you ever had?
The worst job I ever had? Probably my mom works at Market Basket.
What's
and
that?
I it's a supermarket.
Oh, okay.
You get more for your dollar there.
Okay.
And it's their slogan. yeah, man, good prices, like good stuff. But yeah, I got fired after like 2 weeks, man.
What'd you do?
I worked in the frozen foods aisle. And,
just that aisle?
Yeah. They needed some help over there, dude. And I was...
So you got hired at the store and they said your job is the frozen aisle. That sucks.
I forgot to bring gloves one day and I had to take a break, dude, because my hands were like
so
purple.
Cold.
And one of the managers was like videotaping me, like taking a break, like thawing out my hands. And he was like, oh, this is what this kid does like on the job. Little did he know I was crushing it when I could feel my hands. And yeah, dude, he was like, yeah, man, like you can either stay and get like 8 hours a week or just you can just walk out now. I just walked out, dude. So
what was the trajectory of the grocery? Like how many years would it have taken to hit like the deli counter?
I'd still be there now for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a lot of how many promotions between freezer and deli counter?
If I had to guess, man, probably 10 small increments, I would say.
We're learning together, Kim.
Dude. I'm going back to really liking him. Yes. I'm going back and forth. I'm really starting to like him. When he said he was crushing it with his warm hands, dude, in the freezer aisle.
I jacked up a pallet.
I really thought you were going to say you jacked off in the freezer. I 100% thought we were about to get a jerk off freezer? In the freezer story.
Holy shit. Going in the freezer.
No, his dick's small already. Remember, he can't jack off in a freezer.
Yeah, but it would.
Is he going to do finger himself?
Would it be like when people bring pasta out in the winter and then it freezes with the fork in it?
Probably, like, yeah.
Do you think if you jerked off in the freezer, your cum would freeze before it hit the floor?
Do you think if you jerked off in the winters of Russia and you came into the air, that it would come on the way out of your dick and you could have a cum stick to stab people with? Then you can cum murder someone, right? And then the cum disappears.
Then it melts. Then you eat the evidence.
Then you eat the evidence because you love cum, eating cum so much.
You snap it off the end of your dick.
There it is.
Put it under your lip like
cum stick. You could put it in a wrapper and sell it at a gas station.
That'd be sick if someone did that, like, during a war.
Yeah, dude, they started making cum weapons.
Getting killed by
that? That's actually
my
biggest fear.
Cum weapons?
Yeah. Oh. I hate strange cum.
Damn. People familiar cum.
Familiar.
Nothing wrong with it.
Familiar cum I'll cuddle up with.
Yeah, of course.
Is there a lot to cum? Is there, like, different subcategories of cum?
The question was directed at you, Kimberly.
I'm sorry.
What are the subcategories? I've been told.
This is me talking to every girl ever.
By certain ladies that if the guy's on certain medications, his cum will taste like medicine.
Wow.
Like Adderall, a couple things, like psych meds. Sometimes the guy's cum will be like chalky or medicine-y.
Zach's been told.
I've been told.
Yeah,
Kim,
so
what are the big?
That's why your cough gets better, huh?
Yeah.
I see. What are the big what?
What are the big difference? What are some of the big differences in loads?
Well, I haven't had many loads. Let's start there.
Okay. Accusing you.
I've only had sex with one guy, and it's my boyfriend. He took my virginity. Hi. He took my virginity. So he varies depending on his diet. I've accidentally came across one day I was walking and I fell and I slipped into some cum while I was talking. My mouth was open. So in my experience, that's happened a couple times.
Okay.
So there's salty.
You fell when you were blowing him?
No. I was just walking in New York and I fell and there was a pile of cum on the floor. Yeah. And I happened to be talking like in the middle. I was doing an impression of that. What's that?
Yeah,
commercial.
Yeah, of course.
I was doing that and I landed and cum got on my tongue. So I know a few different flavors. Salty.
Uh-huh.
That's my fave.
All right.
I love a sodium.
Of course.
And then there's just like anything. And then there's really, I only know of two more that I've experienced.
Savory.
Chocolatey?
Yeah, well, didn't want to say it.
No. Gross.
Okay.
Just gross. I don't know how to describe it. Just. Like...
My friend described it once as warm the chicken fat.
That is tough. I don't know if I've experienced that.
I think that was a thick load.
I would say fat, I've experienced a like spoiled milk.
Okay. That's no fun.
And that's about it. Okay. I've had like one bad experience but I'm not really a
connoisseur. Kind of,
yeah, I'm not a connoisseur, truly.
That's a dinosaur.
I'm kind of vanilla. I haven't had a lot of cum experiences.
Shannon, your thoughts?
Shannon? I've been trying to think I've been trying to think about it this whole time, but I really can't even I can't remember any differences between ejaculates of different men. I don't remember.
Do
it's
you
been
think
so
if
long.
You tried them again, though, it would all come rushing back?
I think so. Yeah.
Like when you smell something from your, like when you smell Play-Doh and you remember being a kid.
Yes, I think so. I'm sorry, I can't add it. I can't remember like anything necessarily gross.
You always remember your first bad cum.
I don't remember any like terrible ones.
Oh God,
it's
lucky
like PTSD
you.
From cum, dude.
Yeah,
I blocked it out.
You think you would taste cum like no homo? If you said no,
I mean
homo
yes, half homo,
half homo.
I've never even tasted my own.
If you had the option though, like the opportunity to taste it,
I'm actually shocked that you've never had cum in your mouth.
No, it's never. I've never.
I assume
been...
if a guy likes another guy, he's just taking loads down the
throat. No, it's never happened.
Wow.
I know a lot of dudes, like, when they jerked off for the first time, they, like, came on their own face. So I wonder if they gave it a little taste.
Have you ever given it a little taste, Johnny Salami?
No, I wish.
Look me in the eye. You never tasted your own.
If I wish, like.
You wish.
Like, my own, yeah. If I could shoot a load like that, that would be sick.
Well, you could just transfer it via a spoon or something.
It's not the same, though.
Yeah,
not a lot of pride in that.
Yeah. Well, if you just do a little dab, there's nothing to that. He's talking.
If you hit yourself in the face, though, and do it, then it's almost like legendary.
Then you win a prize.
Yeah.
A balloon inflates over your head. Yeah. And you win a prize. All right, let's move on. What else do we got here today? Shannon. Memphis mother charged with child neglect after forcing 5-year-old daughter to perform bikini waxes on clients at her at-home beauty salon.
Yep. So this is a 30-year-old woman, Jasmine Moss. I'll show you some of the pictures. She posted these pictures bragging about her daughter doing such a great job doing bikini waxes.
I saw this.
Here's this another one. And then this is her mugshot. And she said that the kid did a total of 24 different clients starting at 7:25 a.m., had her going for 8 hours, and somebody reported it, and she got taken in for child abuse.
I mean, that is horrible.
And was it one of the 20 women who got their cunt waxed by a baby?
I guess their faces probably weren't in it, so maybe they couldn't find out who the women were.
Oh, good. Colin's going to be joining us in just a minute. But so obviously it was somebody that was there that saw it, that reported it, right?
Or she was posting these pictures on Instagram.
Oh, that's it.
Yes.
What a moron.
She reported herself.
Yep.
What an absolute fucking idiot.
She was bragging about how great her daughter is at it and posting the pictures.
See, that you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't put your kid to work like that and show it off. That's tough, dude.
I think it's a great job. I think that we need to start working these kids sooner. That's a perfect job for a kid.
Yeah, because they're at the right height.
They're at the right height. They're right at your pussy.
Yeah.
They have their hands are steadier than you think.
But the vagina must be so big.
Exactly, like, and they're so small, they can really get in they won't miss a hair, dude.
Yeah, they can get in crevasses that maybe that lady's big
black
hands.
She could technically sit in the pussy and wax from the inside out.
Oh, yeah, like you're painting the inside of a boat.
Truly, yeah.
Hey, Colin, we're talking about a child waxing vaginas. Oh, nice. How are you, man? Great. Thank you for joining us. Sorry.
What happened?
Train. Someone stopped the train.
Shit happens. Don't worry about it. No worries.
Yeah, but I should have just walked, but you never know, you know?
It's fine. We're getting to know Mr. Salami a little bit.
Is this your friend?
Did he say it? What did you do?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how many women he's killed.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't think they get close enough to fucking...
Johnny's you guys know each other? Are you guys, like, friends?
Salami's the man.
Is he?
Yeah, I'm here to spread the good word of the Salami.
How did you guys meet?
Through Dave Caggiano, who's another Boston comedian that opens for me. And Johnny lives with him.
Ah, very cool. Oh, so you're from Boston?
Rhode Island.
Okay, cool.
David and I met in Boston, though.
David, they don't know his name is David. David, he calls him David. He's a funny guy. You get used to him.
We're enjoying him. We found out he's the man. Dropping wings. He's never blown a load on his own face.
Never, but I think he's lying. No? He said he's never tasted his own cum. Isn't that a lie?
You said you shot a rope on your face, right?
Of course I have.
Yeah. Did you taste it?
That's why he's late.
I can't do it as good as I used to, you know?
Yeah. But did you taste it when it happened?
I've never like really gone nuts, but I've definitely had a little.
You tested the waters.
What was it like? Describe the flavor.
I don't think
magically delicious.
Yeah. I don't think I had enough to really give a good, like, what was the body of it? You know what I mean? It's more like a salty, there's an acidic maybe to it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Stinks like high heaven, I'll tell you that.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Bleachy pancake batter. That's me.
Yeah. Yeah. It does not smell great.
Cum in general. Have you ever had good cum?
Just did this, dude.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I can't go over my loads again. I already did it once in front of my boyfriend. It was hard.
No, he was hard the whole time.
Yeah,
that's his thing.
He was hard. Yeah, he asked me to do this.
All right, good stuff.
All right, so let's catch Colin up. So this lady just got in trouble. 30-year-old lady had her 5-year-old daughter doing bikini waxes and posted it on Instagram. And her mugshot is exactly the mugshot you're picturing.
Don't you think she's perfect height for that job?
I think so. Little hands getting in there. Getting in
exactly.
There. Yeah. Yeah, it's like the elves that make cookies.
Well, the question is if it's if that's sexual, then
it is kinda, it sexual?
But then it kind of changes the whole industry, kind of. You know, like a kid could be a gynecologist technically, right? Because it's
not technically because they can't be. I mean, a darn, well,
if they were smart, if they
stupid.
Were, no, if there was like a little Mensa kid, could be definitely in your pussy.
Oh, like a Doogie Howser, like the Coochie Howser.
Yes,
Coochie Howser.
Exactly. Because it's not supposed to be a sexual thing.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But Kim, would you let a guy wax your pussy? Or would you think your boyfriend would be cool with a guy?
I don't think he'd care, but yeah.
Being your waxer?
Yeah, I don't care.
Really? Have you had a guy?
No, but I'm getting, next month I'm getting the laser. And they asked me if I prefer a girl or a guy. I'm getting the full bikini.
Yeah.
And they asked me if I wanted a girl or a guy. And I said I didn't really care. I just don't. And I think that most of those, there's not like really straight men that work at those things.
Yeah, but all right. But if you're imagining someone like Matteo Lane waxing.
Yes.
You're not imagining, if you walked in and Johnny was working there, you'd be like, nah, I need a chick.
Yeah, absolutely. Immediately. Immediately.
If you were walking in there.
If I walked in and you had gloves on in any room, yeah. I'd leave.
Dude. If Johnny.
Yeah, if he walks out rubbing his hands
except
on
the
an
grocery
apron
store.
Saying next.
He's licking his fingers, yeah.
I would crush that job, man.
I think so. You got good work ethic.
A good gynecologist? Where would you start? What would be the first part of gynecology? What would you do?
Okay, you can thaw out your hands.
I have an appointment. I walk into the room. Oh, hello, Dr. Salami.
How'd you greet the ladies, the patients?
Be like, hey, what's up?
I'm good. How are you?
He's not wrong.
Be like, let's get it. You know, let's get after it.
Quit
you have to tell me what to do.
I definitely have a good soundtrack in the place.
What would be playing?
I don't know, maybe like some Asian, like Johnny Cash or something like that.
Asian Johnny Cash.
Like the Asian version.
I do love Asian versions of good songs, yeah.
Johnny Yen.
Be like an Asian, nice. But like a band.
Johnny
like
Yen,
a
that is good.
Can dudes walk into wax places and get like their gooch taken care of?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You can walk in and ruin someone's shit.
I mean, I'm sure we can get some wax right now and get your gooch off.
You walk in there and they all look and they're fucking, then they have to do rock, paper, scissors. Who has to do it? Right.
You guys should have a waxing kit here.
They just bring in the weed whacker, dude.
Well, there was that one girl that was trying to do the waxing podcast.
Was she waxing pussies?
It didn't, yeah.
Didn't
and
take
then she
off.
Wanted to come on and wax me and Ian's bikinis. And we said no.
Was it a good
gross?
I mean, it's kind of a fun idea if you're interviewing people and they're like, ah, you know, in the middle of it. But how long can you wax someone for?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it was supposed to be the gimmick, like Hot Ones almost, where like you're in pain.
Someone getting his ass fucking.
But she was remarkably unfunny.
Of course.
It's a good idea.
Is there a threshold?
It's like the first gimmick a lot of people do, though. You know,
waxing?
Like it's like, hey, let's get a male wax thing. It's like the first, like, it's like when vloggers.
I guess it's very jackassy.
Yeah.
I got a bikini wax once at a girl's house, and it hurt like hell.
You can just get the.
You know what surprisingly does not hurt? I've gotten a full, like, bikini wax, and it hurts so, so fucking bad. So bad. And then they get to the butthole. And it's really quite pleasant.
Oh, less nerves down there, is there?
I guess. Mm. It really is tough, dude. It's like
maybe
silicone.
It's also, by the time you get there, you're numb.
No, dude. I was like, I thought it was going to be the worst one. Because I'm like, weird.
Now, that must be calloused up a little. it's got to be.
I've been dragging it on the sidewalk a lot, so I prep.
Like when you work in a baseball mitt.
Yeah,
exactly.
She put some oil in it, left it in the oven overnight.
Is there a threshold to like where they have to like back off a little bit? As far as like the bush goes,
well, I think they gotta trim it first.
It's not full. It's not natch. You gotta get it down.
I think you gotta bring it down.
No, you can't just go in with a full.
Yeah, that would probably hurt a lot, right?
That was the mistake I made.
You went in full.
I was unshaved, and the girl asked if she could try her waxing kit out on me.
Oh my god.
And it hurt like hell, and I just remember a lot of little bleeding holes.
Ooh.
Jesus.
And that was just
like
the
a
girl.
Long it was a long pull.
A long pull?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
It was a bad one.
Nasty.
There is nothing worse in my past, someone who's seen a number of naked men, a hairy dude with a completely hairless crotch. Mm-hmm.
A hairy dude with a hairy...
Hairy belly, hairy legs.
Yeah. Well,
bald, completely bald.
Why?
What?
Why that?
Because it's jarring. It's not fun to look at.
Oh.
Well, I trim up to the belly button, and then I kind of, but I try to kind of fade it in, but it doesn't.
So
I
it looks natural.
Fade? Kinda, yeah. I go for the fade. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't. I just trim it down because it gets too much.
What's the hairiest trick you've ever been with?
Oh, I've been with a couple of fucking monsters in my time, you know? Yeah, armpit hair and shit like that. But it's disgusting. But sometimes disgusting stuff actually gets me more turned on. Like, I'm like, ugh. Like, the ughness gets me going.
Oh, yeah, so you're it's fucked perverse. Up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if I get shit on my thumb.
Would you describe yourself as sexually deviant?
I don't think so, no. I think I'm a very plain Jane guy. But
can't believe you'd call them monsters like that, dude.
What?
He's a beautiful woman.
No, you haven't seen him, dude. You're just desperate. No, but I've had girls with hairy armpits and shit like that. Lesbians. I fucked a few lesbians in my day. They like it for some reason. They like a bit of cum on their belly.
Mm. Every once in a while.
Lesbians, they just like a little mix it up. A little bit of cum.
Yeah, I definitely had one or two that mostly identified as...
Yeah. They mostly, but they'll let
you. Well, every once in a while. I get it.
Come on, the belly.
You just gotta get dick down.
You gotta get dick down.
Even
better
if you're gay, like,
you probably
have the biological want to have a dick in your vagina every once in a while.
Or like every few months, you probably gotta check and make sure
that it's still
that's what you want.
Well, it also like clears it out. It's like one of those snake drainers. It
clears out the pus.
Yeah, if nothing's in there for a while, you probably have to like fucking clear the pipes out.
You probably have like a good solid bush though if you take care of it, right? Like full bush.
You heard people in general.
You just like females in general.
I mean, you look really deep in my soul.
You probably look like you pointed at me. You have a good bush, Kim. Right?
You'd have a good bush if you took care of it. We weren't even talking about bush at that point.
Yeah. Is that a bad thing though? Is that like a stigmatism towards a bush?
I don't think men care.
I've never seen like an unhealthy bush. I've never said like that's a bit unhealthy bush. You know.
I mean, ethnicity wise, it would be a crime to tell Kim not to landscape.
It comes so natural. I wash the dishes in there.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our favorite sponsors on the show, the goddamn most American supplement company out there, Send It Supps. If you're like them, you want to be at the top of your game and crush your goals, dominate your competition, and come out on top every single time. Well, with Send It Supps, you can do just that. Their mission, to caffeinate as many hardworking Americans as possible with dippable pre-workout, because shaker cups suck. Founded from a fire base in Syria, Send It contains 8 pouches per tin, patriotically packed with 300 milligrams of caffeine per pouch. And the best part, no water means no piss breaks, no face melting jitters either. You send it to crush your reps in the gym and in life. They're made right here in the good old US of A using only the finest all-American ingredients. You can trust that whatever you're putting in your body is pure, potent, and powerful. Send It is for anyone that uses caffeine to accomplish their goals, including teachers, cops, firemen, shift workers, any and all hardworking Americans. So all you got to do today is head on over to senditsupps.com, senditsupps.com, and use the promo code REAL for a special discount at checkout. That's senditsupps.com, promo code REAL. And always, Send It Supps, send it like a true champion. Let's get back into the show. Johnny, hairiest partner you've ever had?
Probably my first girlfriend.
Yo, yeah? Yeah.
Wild and wolfen?
Yeah, man. I was pretty fat when I grew up, so I was kind of, desperate like I am now. But, dude, we used to play, like, Guitar Hero back in the day, and this chick with a full bush would show up all the time. And, I ended up asking her out, man. And I went over to a pool party she threw, and she just had her legs wide open on a chair. And I saw it, dude. You know, it was, like, popping out. Like, it was bad, dude. It was like a full head of hair.
And you were like, that's going to be my girlfriend.
I rode my mountain bike home and I broke up with her on AIM.
Oh, you hadn't even... this was before you'd even gotten in there?
I didn't even go into the depths of
it. It scared you.
You just saw
it. It was so hairy. It was like a little monster for
you. It barked.
It barked, yeah.
Yeah, if I could...
The wind blew and it moved.
But now looking back, what you would do for a 15-year-old hairy pussy,
right? Oh, my God. If I could go back.
You never,
oh, right out the package?
You don't have a... Yeah.
I'd ask her to marry me on the spot, dude.
Oh, man. No, the perfect age for a girl is that she knows to shave her pussy, but doesn't know that she needs to shave her asshole yet.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's the level. That's the crux of beautiful womanhood. Just a little naive.
You am I.
They're active, but you know, they're still learning. You can still teach them a thing or two about a thing or two.
Yeah, yeah. Just hear it everywhere. No matter how hard you go, even with the laser stuff, it's like it's still always. My girl's been lasered, and you can get right in there. You can still see.
Really?
Yeah.
Still a little bit?
Yeah. She actually uses, I think, one of my Manscaped things for your nose, maybe, on the other side.
Well, there's still other hair. Like, they can't stick the laser in your nose. They did my lip the other day. I've been lasering my lip, and they did it over my lip, and it made my teeth hot. Isn't that fucking insane?
It would be worse if you had hairy teeth.
It would be worse.
Mm.
It's got to feel, like, unnatural, though. I feel like there's always, like, a little ring of fire around the sphincter. You know? Yeah.
Do you ever like wax your, like not wax your ass? Do you ever like veet your, not veet, what do you call it? Like cream your ass? Whatever.
Do you talk during sex?
No.
You're a silent.
I've tried it
He's
before.
He's locked in. He doesn't have time for fucking words. Poetry?
Laugh.
He's locked in.
Yeah.
He's fucking.
Dyslexic speed reading.
He just want to. He does. He says, you fucking scream and I'll kill you. That's what he says.
Oh my God.
Dude, I would laugh if I ever talked during sex. What would I say?
Yeah,
you like
that? In my voice?
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
That's not bad.
That's say not bad.
Johnny Salami.
That was pretty good. Say Johnny Salami.
You guys get chubbed up when I said that?
I think you're going to have a lot of the fucking fucked up fans writing to you.
Oh, wow. Shit, man.
Oh, yeah. This is a new day, dude. This is a crux in your career.
Oh, really?
This is going to expose you to a whole new audience.
Well, I would say something if I didn't laugh. Like, even when I watch porn, I laugh.
At
the acting, yeah, for sure. If the acting's funny, I'll laugh my ass off. You know?
You lose your horn?
My horn?
If you start laughing, do you lose your horn?
Yeah. I have to start over again.
That's fair enough.
You have to pick a new video?
Yeah, new game.
You have to stop watching such funny porn.
You guys don't laugh at porn acting? It's like the funniest thing in the world.
Depends.
I don't really watch porn anymore, but when I did, I would just skip to the good parts.
Yeah, women don't really make me laugh.
Oh, you're the one. All right, what else we got here? You guys see Machine Gun Kelly's new tattoos?
Yeah.
He looks fucking stupid.
That's when you start over, kind of. You just cover yourself in black, and then you
yeah, so, people are accusing him of wanting to, quote-unquote, turn black.
Machine Gun Nelly.
Nice.
Where is he?
Oh, sorry, fuck. Ad. There you go.
He's so weird looking.
Wait,
he looks
tattoo.
Fucking annoying. I gotta say, he's one of the most annoying face celebrities I've ever seen. His face is just looks like you could bully him and he would cry.
Are those the actual tattoos, or is he wearing like a Spider-Man outfit?
I think that's the actual tattoo.
He's got the symbiote.
Holy shit.
It's like jarring to the eye. It's hard to look at.
So I guess he was already completely covered and then is now blacking out what he had.
Yeah, he said it was too chaotic, and so he's trying to like calm his life down.
Fresh canvas?
Yeah. But then
he definitely hit Megan Fox. This is what you do after you hit a woman.
You just get him removed? Why cover? Like,
well, he's an idiot.
But you can go over that in white now. You can. I've seen people go. Then they start going over that in white, and it's like they start again, kind of.
Oh, and they start doing like layers. Like, they get thicker and thicker, like a fucking graffitied wall.
That's what I've been doing.
You've been bulking on tattoos.
That's just the most amount of tattoos any human has ever had.
Yeah, I get my belly tattooed once a week. No, it looks awful. I don't like the blackout tattoos.
I don't like when anyone just gets like a big half black sleeve or anything like that. It just seems like fucking stupid.
Well, just like have an idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shows.
And plus, you're already a white rapper. Like,
but he's
the
not
imagery
even.
Of a white rapper.
He had one rap song against
turning
them.
Yourself skin
Does he even
black.
Do music anymore? Anything?
He's more like Fall Out Boy.
Right? Oh, yeah,
he's
you're
like,
right.
He had one rap against Eminem, and then Eminem destroyed him. And then that was the end of it. He just never said anything again.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
I don't even remember
that. Is he back with Megan Fox or no? Didn't they break up? Wasn't that like a whole thing? It was like a whole public thing.
Right? Yeah, but they like publicly break up and then like talk about drinking each other's blood and then get back together. She has three trans children. All of her sons are girls.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
She bought them trans or?
I think she birthed most of them.
She birthed the trans?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. She's been sounding too close.
I mean, dude, if you're dating Megan Fox, though, you got to be doing something right. Remember the Transformers days, man? She's bending
That's
over.
Her kids.
Transformer.
What was the first thing she was in when she was like the teenage chick?
Her kid's name is Bumblebee.
Oh,
Mary.
Megan, was it?
Seven.
Jennifer's Body.
No, was
that
it?
One was good as fuck.
Yeah, that's a really good movie. Diablo Cody movie.
Oh, not the movie. She was on a sitcom. It was like a family one. Like,
oh, was
it was
she?
Like Seven Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter or something like that.
Shannon, what do we got here?
She was young.
There's What I Like About You, Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Yeah, I think that's the one. Yeah. She was smoking hot.
Dude, what if her kids' names were like all of the Transformers? Like Bumblebee? Fucking sick, dude.
Starscream? Yeah, I think it's a bad look. Shannon, what do you like, the blackout tattoos or no?
I do like some of them. Like one of my tattoo artists had it, a bunch of it on like his chest and his arms, and it just kind of like accentuated his muscle tone. So it's kind of hot there. This I don't love.
Oh, that's a good idea. You just get like shadows where your bicep should be, kind of. So like,
there's looks, a kid I like saw online that has abs tattooed on.
That's not. But does it look? You could probably
it looks
make
silly.
It look,
it's like he's got a gun.
No, but you could probably make it look real. You just a little.
Yeah, like the
you
way
you could
girls
if
contour.
You did it lightly, like the yeah. way you shave your hair. Yeah, you could start manipulating the.
Yeah, I think I could get away with that.
Yep, there it is.
Oh, that's whoa.
Not, that's like not bad.
That's not crazy.
That's not terrible.
That's not crazy. He looks like he has a bad sunburn.
Yeah, but in photos, it's pretty passable, but in real life.
That's what they did for like the movie 300.
They tattooed them?
Yeah.
Every single. It,
you have
they
no
tattooed
idea.
All of them?
He goes, yeah. Yep, I know. You have no.
I was there, dude. I fought with them.
It was. Oh yeah,
he was one of the 300.
Yeah, dude.
You don't know. You don't remember that?
I would have been the dude with like the fucking hunchback. He was like, "I want to fight."
Fucking Quasimodo.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was Helen.
Quasimodo
Keller,
scarred me. The real rendition of it. Did you ever, have you ever seen that one where they had like real humans, not the cartoon?
Yeah.
They
yeah,
beat
yeah.
him in the center square, and that fucked me up.
Oh yeah.
They're making a live action
yeah.
one, aren't they? Isn't that the
yeah.
next live action Disney?
You're watching
movie?
A disabled guy get whipped in a public place. It was horrible.
No, that's the Passion of the Christ.
Okay. No, that nice. Was Legion of Skanks. my bad. Yeah, Passion of the Christ was scary too.
It was a good porno.
Passion.
It is just torture jokes. Porn. It just is 100% jokes. Of torture porn.
Is it?
Nice. Oh yeah.
I've never seen it.
It's pretty great.
Is it?
It's really good.
Is it historically accurate?
It's biblically accurate.
All right, I'll take that.
So however you want to interpret that.
Is he a black guy?
No, oh. no. But
so it's biblically accurate.
Yeah.
Accurate still.
All right.
There's like scary like people in the back. There's like horror movie like cut scenes in it where they just cut to like scary people
blood
in the crowd.
Splashing in the shower.
Can you bring up the way they show Jews in it? It's so funny.
I think they make you watch this. I mean, they don't make you, but some people watch this at church, dude.
Oh yeah, well,
that
was, this so is that where was, I watched it at church.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah,
that was like a big. So people were like, "This movie's doing so good; it's like one of the biggest hits of the time." A lot of churches were buying out theaters and busing people because they did a program.
Oh,
so they
nice.
Inflated all their numbers by forcing like evangel. It's like the same way George Bush Jr. got elected.
Yeah.
Like they like hired evangelical spokespeople to like promote like, oh, we're going to get busloads of people to come see this.
Yeah, old geezers was like the original farm bots.
Yeah.
You know? Just
Shannon, do you have any of the Jews from Passion of the Christ?
Can you tell me if this is what you're looking for?
That's not. This is Carry On Camping or something. This is like, that's not. That's like some. Is this real?
This is from Passion of the Christ.
I don't know. They show like
this seems right.
Crowd and they're like hilarious.
Yeah, this is it.
It looks like Big J.
It looks like an SNL sketch or something.
Hey, listen, say what you want about Mel, but he makes movies on his own terms.
He really does.
Yeah.
And Apocalypto rules.
Apocalypto's best.
The Patriot, was that him?
Patriot is fucking
the Patriot's
awesome.
One of my favorite movies. That was
Patriot's
him, right?
Good.
Yeah.
Braveheart.
Apocalypto is the best.
Yeah.
Braveheart's a
just
killer,
a Mexican running back to his fucking country.
And you're, yes, right. Braveheart is also fucking. Dude, right. The guy's got a fucking track record.
Yeah. He makes incredible movies.
Yeah.
He's a solid guy. Solid guy.
What'd he get canceled for?
Yelling about Jews while he was drunk and calling it a cop.
Oh, boo hoo.
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
Who hasn't?
Yeah. That's your first thought when you get pulled over. Fucking Jews.
Of course.
That's my first thought when I wake up.
I know.
I haven't seen the Patriot. That's good.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. A lot of hatchet death.
Better than Braveheart.
You haven't seen The Patriot?
I cried during Braveheart.
You should go watch it today. It's insane.
Yeah, it's a lot of like.
It's
a lot
good.
Of hand to hand combat.
It's fucking good.
Shit, man.
Pretty solid. And then what's the? He's in that great. Because I just watched him in that Santa Claus movie. Also pretty good.
What else has he done?
He's he's an evil Santa in something where Walton Goggins is hunting him, and then he's in that fucking not Dragged Across Concrete. Oh yeah, Dragged Across Concrete.
I don't know.
It's like the same guy that did Bone Tomahawk.
I don't know that one either.
Oh.
We're losing you.
Crazy conservative guy. It's him and Vince Vaughn, I think. Oh, yeah. He did that Brawl in Cell Block 99, the movie where Vince Vaughn's a boxer in jail. Woo!
I'm in the chat, and someone is mentioning What Women Want, and I want to say that is one of the best movies. I love that movie.
Absolutely.
So good.
Shannon, have you seen What Women Want? Vince Vaughn in Brawl in Cell Block 99?
Yeah, I think it was, actually.
Kim, have you seen...
What?
Have you seen Badass Vince Vaughn?
No.
Dude, you forget he's enormous.
There's a boxing movie with Andre.
Yeah, there he is.
That's Vince?
That's Vince Vaughn fucking...
What is he, 6'5 or something?
I think he's 6'6.
Whoa!
Yeah, he beats up a car.
Nice.
It's pretty sweet.
I gotta say, the way he was hitting that car was kind of pussy.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. He goes to jail and he has to fight his way to maximum security so he can kill a mob boss.
He goes to jail on purpose?
He goes to jail. He's got a pregnant wife and his old drug dealer boss kidnaps her and says, unless you go to jail and kill this guy, I'm going to send you parts of your baby one by one. I have an abortionist here and we're going to cut limbs off your baby and send you them in the mail. So he has to go to jail.
I'll get to be a free man again.
Oh, yeah, on my way.
I just got to take a shit first. Hold on.
Down in Miami.
Getting his dick sucked.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high, and so do we. So go over to yodelta.com today and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. If you're over the age of 21 and you do live in the majority of states where it's legal, guys, yodelta.com. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you super high. Yodelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff, it works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of us at the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you get 25% off your order. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. Let's get back into the show. All right.
Hell yeah.
Kim, what kind of nipples do you like on a gentleman?
Ooh.
Oh, I like a good normal nipple. A good classic nipple. Uh-oh.
You don't want to see.
Let me see salami.
Wait, are we about to find out
why he's called salami?
Why you're called Johnny Salami?
Show us a nipple.
Dude. You could pay off my tuition. I would not show you my nipples, dude.
What's wrong with them?
They're fucking terrible, dude.
What's wrong with them? Please show it to us.
No.
Johnny, this is your chance to be a legend.
Yeah, Johnny, no, please give us a peek at the nippy.
The racist live chat are going
crazy.
Could
you at least describe it?
Can we get a? Is there like a chart of nips? No, wait, there's like the pussy chart.
So the story. We'll start with what we're going to talk about. New York City men playing plastic surgeons $5,000 for quote unquote almond shaped nipples like David Beckham.
Oh, those are really small.
Those are nice nipples, dude.
I mean, they're not bad. They're a little low on the chest.
You gotta shave your chest. You gotta fucking do push ups.
He's sitting bench press.
They're a little misplaced. Those are. I'll say they're not my favorite nipples. I wouldn't pay money for those.
You got to be pretty down on the list of things to get surgery on when you're like, you know what? I could use better nipples.
No, you know what? If you have really bad nipples, go get them surgery if they bother you that much.
My nipple, I have like feminine nipples. Like they move.
Please let me see them.
They move with temperature. Like if it's warm out, then I have like salami nipples. But if it's cold, I could kill someone with my nipples if it's cold out, dude. I could slit their fucking throat.
With a knife and then his nipples just out.
How much do they protrude?
Pretty bad.
My guys are hidden in there on the hair. Look.
Yeah, no, that's about it. That's a regular nipple.
That's rag, is it?
Yeah, it's rag.
Can't get them.
I missed it.
That was my nip.
Let me get a peek. Oh, those are pretty good.
All right, a bit hairy.
Those are not bad.
I could probably make mine a little hard and make it come out.
Oh, yeah?
You can see it, right?
Look at
you did activate
it immediately.
I gotta be honest,
I can say it from here.
Yeah, you activated that immediately.
I'm telling you, dude, I could fuck someone
Kim likes that.
Yeah, I like that you could turn on your nipple so
Kim was kind of oddly suppressed. Ooh.
Yeah, he surprises me at every turn. I've never met a human like him.
Johnny's a once in a lifetime.
I literally still can't tell. Like, Zach was like, I mean, people have been begging you to get on the podcast. And then I'm like, is this a bit? Like,
that's the beauty about Johnny. You
he's
just
like,
have no idea.
He's magic in his own right. You really don't know. This is what I call gaslight comedy, where you're like, not sure if it's funny.
Like Rick Glassman or something?
Yeah, no. Oh. Comedy.
Autism. No, autism. Yeah, Johnny's like that. You should do some fucking road gigs with him in the car. You're just like, he says stuff and then I laugh and then he's like,
he's like, dead serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, and then he'll say something like that's very serious and breaks his heart laughing.
Dude, the tunes I was playing though.
When was this? Oh, yeah, you had some good songs.
Crushing it, man.
He's a good DJ.
Crushing it.
You are.
Give us an example. What's some of your road trip hits? Dude,
no, he just.
Betty Davis Eyes, bro.
But you just go up Spotify and then just said radio, was it?
Fleetwood Mac. I look radio up Tracy Chapman, dude, and then every song after that is just
bangers. Banger after banger.
Did you see a little Fleetwood Mac action?
Yeah, we played Landslide a few times.
You have to play Landslide.
That's a hell of a day.
Yeah.
That's good driving music.
Dude, I remember when I picked the music and all I did was played was Drake and It's Raining Men.
And yeah, then we missed the turn because we were all singing It's Raining Men and Lewis flipped the fuck out.
Because
we were going to be 5 minutes late to a show that we were already going to be like 3 hours late to.
Yeah.
Drake's got a dick pic out, right?
Yeah.
See, Drake's got a fucking hog on him.
Really?
What's old hat?
Can we pull that up? That
was underfed like a hog, but yeah.
Huh?
It's skinny. It's long, but it's very skinny.
Yeah, but
it's like jarringly skinny.
Nothing wrong with being skinny cock.
How long do you think he chubbed it up for before he took that?
I don't think he even...
But it's too long to be as skinny as it is. It can't be like 5 feet long and skinny.
Yeah.
It seems unstable at that point. It's bad architecture.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's like a four potato.
But can you go back? Because I never saw the actual...
Wait, what the fuck is that?
What a flop there, dude. He's not even hard.
I've never seen it this long. Wow. This is a long version of the video. That definitely is him, huh?
That looks fat enough. Are you kidding me, Kim?
You know what?
Yeah, how much do you need? Kim,
I never saw this version of the video. It does look pretty fat now.
I didn't know you.
I've only seen a second of it.
But also, what's he doing? Dude. Who's he sending this to? Like, if you're a celebrity and you're sending dick pics.
He wanted this to cut out.
You want
to
get caught. You're like a serial killer.
Isn't he suing the chick that he thinks leaked it? Shannon?
Oh, she leaked after that. he broke something.
Dude, that's a confidence, though. The full body jerk video?
Yeah. Mm.
That's a confidence in a big cock.
Yeah, I didn't know he was spanking, dude.
Well, he was hiding his face a little bit, but he was letting it be known that
enough.
It was him.
It's enough, yeah.
Yeah, it's the perfect way to leak.
He got caught up in the moment there, and I bet you you regret it after. You just hard cock does crazy things to a man.
Kind of looks like he's jelking.
Hard cock does crazy things to a man.
It does.
Put that on Colin's grave.
I don't know if...
that would be really good on your tombstone.
I think it's when you like...
die at 2027.
Like hard cock does crazy things
guys,
to a man.
I'm finding out what jelking is. Hold on.
I don't know what
Wait,
it is.
Wait, I kind of remember this word. Why do I know what jelking is?
I don't know.
Is?
I think jelking is when you like... Either you stop before you're about to come or you like...
That's edging.
I don't know if it's that. Oh, that's
edging.
That's edging. Jelking is when you like what he's doing is like... Getting a quarter chub.
Jelking is an exercise intended to increase the length and girth of the penis by pulling and massaging it to create micro tears, which supposedly thicken and expand as they heal.
Can we look up a jelking before and after?
I mean,
jelking before and after.
This stuff does work. You can add like 3/4 of an inch or all this type of shit, but it's not like, it's kind of like, you don't change the fucking length of your dick. It's like, it does get it.
It's like a
dick.
It's a warm up.
It's a bigger dick. You do get a bigger dick because it's working more.
Yeah.
Apparently. But it's not like massive. It's not going to change. It's like not worth it.
If you want a bigger dick, dude, just drink beet juice, man.
Is that confirmed?
I mean, I'm telling you straight up, man.
Just from your own experience?
But didn't you say you had a small dick?
Yeah, but I'm drinking beet juice to get
Fix
it bigger.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure that beet juice doesn't also affect the nipples?
Oh, beet juice has like nitric oxide in it. So, I mean, that increases blood flow, and that's all your dick is, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe any of that. I mean, you could be right. I thought nitrous oxide was what was in the cars in the Fast and the Furious movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, nitric oxide's in beet juice, and it's like, I don't know, dude. Try it out, man.
I'm not going to
But your
not
dick's
try
small,
it.
So yeah, you don't know that it works.
I'm on the road to recovery, though. I just started. It takes time.
Yeah, I guess you just really believe in the system.
I mean, it's all you
do. Do you know anybody
She's
who's got
a
bigger dick
did.
With beet?
Fuck. Huh?
Juice?
Beet juice?
who would hate on my dick.
Is that why they call it beating off?
Mm, she asked if you know anyone who's used beet juice to achieve a bigger dick.
No, I'm giving you guys the inside scoop.
You're the first. Oh. You're the first one.
It's a hypothesis, though.
Yeah, the government's afraid to leak it.
Chad, did we find out if that chick's suing the chick that leaked the video?
So I only found like one YouTube video that says he is suing an ex-girlfriend, but no actual articles about it.
Okay.
So I'm not 100% sure.
Maybe that was just a rumor we heard. What else we got?
But you must be able to cover that, to cover your tracks, but like just say, you know, like organize some sort of a hacking of your phone, like type of thing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, so you think...
Like she doesn't just send it to TMZ, but she goes, hey, I'm going to log into this website where you can steal my password and then get into my iCloud and steal the information.
Yeah, or she sends it anonymously.
I just don't think you can do that anymore, can you? Send shit anonymously.
Maybe you send it to a friend? I would assume it's set up so you can say you were hacked.
Yeah.
If you work for the government, like if you did, what's like the first thing you would look into? Like would you look into this type of stuff?
If you could look into
anything?
Yeah, like would you look up Drake's cock?
I would be low on my list of things.
Yeah. I'd try to find out which like celebrities were into weird, crazy shit. I'd be looking at fucking
Sydney Sweeney's pussy.
Fuck. Really?
Yeah.
Is that your girl? That's your girl? You should watch Anyone But You. I just watched it and the whole thing is just her tits.
Great.
Yeah, so.
Talk about tits of the century. Tits of the century.
She has pretty nice boobs.
She's really monetized those fucking...
Dude, the first scene... She's hosting SNL. I mean, quite literally, it goes, anyone but you, and it zooms out and it's her walking and she has no bra on and she's in the city, so she's supposed to be going to work. She's like...
Yes, of course. Hey, look, she's just got it's a tits of generation.
I mean, good for her. It worked.
You're looking into the roast beef, though, dude. That's the first thing you would type in on the government. So
maybe, I don't know. Either that or aliens.
Do you guys have a favorite kind of vagina?
Yeah. I like fucking just, like, you can barely see it.
Small, dainty.
I want small, hidden, like a little paper cut.
Yeah, I want it to look like a goldfish's mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tucked in, yeah.
Nothing, absolutely, yeah.
Like, I mean, listen, I'm not going to be like, ew, get away.
Like a toddler's chin.
But given the opportunity, yes, a wisp. Sneeze.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I've been getting into, like, the Arby's roast beef.
Yeah?
That's your style?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm allergic to cats. I've been staying with Alex. So.
I have a tissue. I just literally took it out of the
thing. I'm not taking a tissue from your pocket.
What level of beef are we talking here?
I don't know, man. I Googled it, and everyone was saying, like, the labia is kind of like a beautiful thing, like a nice Arby's roast beef sandwich is, like, kind of beautiful in a way. I was always, like, an innie guy, you know what I mean? Like, an innie vagina, but now that I think about it, it's kind of like maybe I should just accept the labia for
Look, you got to accept it as any way it flies. You know what I'm saying? In your ideal scenario, what are you picking? You know what I mean? Chicks do this all the time.
I mean,
they want like
it,
a nice 8-inch shiny cock, and then
they'll
there's a lot there.
Jesus
Christ!
I don't. Well, listen, let's not talk about when it's spread. Let's just say like
I just lost like 5 years of my life.
Check his nips. He's never had harder nips.
Yeah, because there's a difference between a fat pussy and one that like dangles.
Yeah, I heard that like girls who have like any pussies like they're looked up to in the community.
In the vagina community?
Yeah, like other girls get jealous. They're like, damn, I wish I had that innie, you know?
The innies, like, you go get the rhinoplasty of your pussy.
That's an Arby's. Vaginas are scary. That's Arby's. That's from Arby's.
Yeah, I don't like it's when it's
open. I need to close. It's hard to compare when they're open. You need to close.
I don't like seeing the open.
I don't think that one closes. That's like 7-Eleven, dude.
Ew.
I bet she's an Arab girl.
Wait, how many different kinds of vaginas are there? I haven't seen
like there's a chart. There's like 32.
Can we pull up the chart of 32 different types of vaginas?
I knew you'd
Can you guys
I
guess?
I know you'd...
Could you pick out your own pussy in a lineup?
Easily.
The problem is it depends on... It's like picking out your fucking facial hair. It's like it depends on which day of the week it is, right?
I know my pussy from a mile away.
A lot of people do.
Wow.
Let's pick up the pussy chart and we'll pick out Kim's pussy.
No, literally, that's a text they get. My pussy's a mile away.
Oh, no, that's not a... No, there's a better one. There's much better
one. No, we need live.
There's like 40. There's like 40.
There's 40.
Like, I swear there's lots of them. It's like 5x5 chart, which is 25 or whatever.
I feel like if you were a doctor, that's what you'd have in your office in the wall.
Yeah. Here we go.
Shit.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. So first of all, let's all pick a favorite.
Is the first one Chinese?
I can't see
sideways.
The one in the corner on the bottom, but...
Yeah, let's just ignore that one.
Oh, wow. There's so many.
There's so many.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
18
God.
Is a rough
What's
one.
Going on in 31?
That's literally...
That's a trophy.
It's just a trophy.
It's just,
dude, 10 looks like a butt.
That's nice. I like that.
So 6 is a fat girl.
Oh yeah,
6 is definitely, yeah, that's, but a fat girl's
like, 6 and 10 are just like, you know,
it's actually really hard to find mine. Mine
10 looks like Homer Simpson's mouth.
Not to brag,
I think I'm not a guest.
Kim, what are you giving yourself?
Well, no, let us guess Kim's first. That's the point.
Okay, yeah.
Guess.
I want you to see what you think mine looks like. I'm really curious to know.
I'm all right. I've got mine. Have you guys got yours?
I'm going with 18.
Oh, you're let's looking at 18. Nice.
It looks like,
ew,
a
what
hanging.
Is that?
That's your set list.
Is that an that's where I keep my jokes. That looks like an abortion.
It looks like there's an ear hanging out of it, like it was in Vietnam and it made a necklace.
I'm gonna say 21. Because of the confidence you've had around your pussy.
There's a little mohawk on that one, too.
There is.
A little mohawk, and there's a little bit of fucking...
Yeah.
A little something.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like maybe a thinner version of 10.
Thin 10.
I gotta say, Zach's the closest. It is a thinner...
Technically, yes.
It's actually scary that you knew it was a thinner version. That's very specific. I would say it's...
Have you seen photos?
Have you seen my pussy?
No.
Have you seen my pussy?
No, I don't think so.
Are you friends with Lewis? Has Lewis showed you
photos? No, I don't think I have. I really don't think I have.
That's too accurate.
It's too accurate.
You're supposed to be like me, play dumb.
Johnny Tsunami, pretend you didn't see it already. Everyone here has seen my pussy. Johnny, you guys are good friends.
Johnny's nips are through the roof right now.
That's fucked, dude. No, I'm calling Lewis.
That's so
Johnny's
funny.
Gonna have to put on a fourth layer. Yeah. His nips are too much, man. He's gonna burst through that shirt like the Hulk.
Brought this
jacket for a reason, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucked, dude.
No, Kim, I really don't think I have.
I don't think. That doesn't make me feel better.
Listen, I've seen a lot of comedy vaginas.
That's true.
Of course.
In his defense, he has.
Of course. So, yeah, you know, they vary.
They do.
You always do the naked girls.
But you were so spot on with the description, and I really, like a dumb bitch, I was like, wow, you're so smart. You're so intuitive. It must be because you're bisexual. You really support women.
You were like impressed by him? Zach, you get me, Zach.
My little genius, Zach Amico.
Number 10, but with like a little freckle to the left.
Wait, how do you know about my freckle?
That was great.
Number 10, please step forward and say, yeah. I hear you're looking for Candyman, okay, bitch.
Kaiser Soze.
All right, what else we got here, baby? All right, we got a Does It Live? Driver ejected into the air after vehicle rolls over during police chase.
No way. He's gone. I'm writing it off already. Or does it die?
All right, let's see.
That's okay.
Yep.
Oh, whoa. What was that?
Was that him?
No, I think that was a
bumper. That was like a shadow.
That was a bumper.
That was the kid.
And we're driving.
Does he not have a seatbelt on?
It's a beautiful day out. What could go wrong?
Oh, no.
The clouds are really nice.
I don't like this. I don't like the anticipation of the... Oh, no.
Oh, God, please.
Uh-oh.
There he goes.
Uh-oh. Hey!
Whoa.
Snowing out. Changes a lot. Landing on the snow.
He might have been safer flying out than being stuck in there.
Yeah. Landing on the snow changes things.
Yeah, can we just see the moment of impact again?
What the fuck?
So, John, we play a game on the show.
Does it live? You got to guess if it lives or not.
Looks like the car may have crushed him after.
I think he lives because of the snow. I'm going snow saves you.
Okay.
Snow. I'm going crushed to death.
Okay, what
dead.
Are you, Johnny?
Johnny?
Yeah, I think he's alive.
Yeah? Have you ever been in a car crash?
Yeah, I had the same type of crash. Dude, I just got out and left.
Just walked it off?
No, I think he's alive, though.
So we'll go alive around the table. Shannon, what do we
no,
got?
No. Kim said
no,
dead.
No, I said dead.
Oh, you said dead. I'm sorry, Kim.
Kim wishes.
Just
what do we got?
Just an FYI, there is also a one-year-old child in the car.
Oh, that's sick.
Was or there is still?
He's not currently in the car.
All right, little boy dead, too. That changes how fun this game is.
All right, what's the answer, Shannon?
So they both lived.
Oh, a love story.
The guy who was thrown out is the driver, and he was arrested immediately after. So he's
what was he being chased for?
Kidnapping. Hold on 1 second. Oh, so they wanted to pull him over for a traffic stop due to license plate and brake light violations, and he refused to pull over. And then they just chased him, and then they deployed a spike strip, which was unsuccessful.
Oh, no.
And then, yeah, he just lost control and flipped.
That was a minivan, too, right?
I don't know. I think it was one of those...
But it's fucked up to run from the cops when you got a kid in the car.
Yeah.
There is, like, levels to being a decent...
Did you see the dad that just... He got fucked up with his teenage daughter in the car, got drunk and was on drugs, crashed the car, and left her while she was dying on the side of the road, and she died. Jeez. She was alive when they crashed, and he left the scene.
To get away from the scene?
Yeah.
I, at that point, in for a penny. In for a pound, you know?
It's horrible.
Well, look, he
She died!
I know.
Well, I wonder what her pussy was like.
Yeah,
let's get back to the pod.
Depending on 1 through 30, we got to judge that on what it is.
On how sad it is? Oh, when someone hot dies, that hurts.
Did you see the cop that crashed his car and his last text? He was texting his wife laughing at the lady he arrested. And then he crashed the car and killed both of them.
Yep.
No.
There's some lady, like literally he arrested her for like arguing with him.
And then he goes, I got some dumb bitch in the car.
And was texting his wife.
And then he crashed with... He said, send.
Yep.
Nice.
And his last text is something like, haha, just took this bitch in or something.
I saw a cop rear-end someone at the airport recently. Pretty funny.
Oh, I wish a cop would... I want to get lightly rear-ended by someone.
I'm sure you do. Johnny?
What?
Nothing. He didn't even get it.
He's like, what?
He's just still thinking about those pussies. He's lost in a trance.
That's all I'm thinking
How many
about.
Girls have you had sex with?
Oh, come on, don't answer that.
Why?
That's an invasion of privacy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do what you want. Be your own man. But
yeah, don't kiss. Don't kiss.
Don't listen to these witches.
So. I don't know.
Nice. You? How many?
You guys keep count? Like you have a number in your head every day? Or
No. I mean, like I know what it's market. Around. I've talked about it on 100. A podcast. No, definitely not 100. I'll tell you this. I've been having sex for... Over
spots.
17 years. I heard you've been giving spots.
Oh, come on. That's not true.
I've been having sex for over 17 years, and it's been less than, on average, 2 year.
With the same dude?
Less than two. No.
No.
Oh. I thought you said you had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
No, that's your regular...
1 to 2 a year, yeah.
Yeah, you're a regular lady.
A human being.
Yeah.
I ain't no slut, but you know what? I get mine.
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy. That. Every 6 months...
Shannon, do you know your body count?
I have said on the show before that more than 5, less than 20.
That's
a
like
crazy
that.
Range.
That's not crazy
that's
range.
A
no, it's
good.
Like a crazy to not more than 5. Like, is that because you don't know or you just don't want to give that?
Yeah, that's like if I said my dick is more than 2 inches but less than 9.
Somebody, I never really got it.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Who gets bogged down in the details?
Yeah. There was a ruler.
You're saying that because you don't want to answer the question rather than you don't know your answer.
Oh, no, I know the answer.
Yeah, okay. But I thought at first you meant like she couldn't, she kind of.
Yeah.
You know, it's like how many times have you had
I mean, if
you've
fucked like more than 25 dudes, like you're not going to answer that, you know?
Yeah,
she did.
I mean, the
2 by 17 is more than that.
Well, like, yeah, it's just something you don't answer, like, honestly.
I guess, you know what I mean?
No, I do. I mean, unfortunately, when I answer honestly, I guess people do add on to it, and it seems like more, but I can't lie.
Mm. Yeah, like, what if it's 97? You're not just going to shout out 97.
No, you can't shout out. Well, if it's 97, I think you don't even bring up the conversation of body count.
Nah, you just go, who cares?
Yeah, you go, who cares?
Oh, my God,
you never ask a lady. You do that because you've obviously fucked a lot of women. That's why you did that to me.
Too many, yeah.
And you're respectful king, Johnny Salami.
Fucking, yeah.
Puts imagine if that was my count.
197. We'd be all cheering you on for the 100.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would genuinely support my boys if they, like, close to 100. I'd be like, let's go out. Let's get out. Come on, let's get there. Come on.
Should make it done.
That's a fun movie.
100?
Yeah. The 100th. Yeah. You're trying to get your dude the 100th chick.
Yeah. His granddad dies. His rich granddad dies, but he won't give him the money.
Until he slept with 100 chicks.
Yeah, because he was
But he comes
pussy.
Out as gay at 97.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sequel.
Yeah.
It's too real.
Yeah.
The 100.
Yeah. The 100 is not bad. But he's like a virgin. He's like a shitty little virgin and he can't sleep with any women. And he won't inherit the estate unless he fucks 100 whores.
It's too real, man. It's too real.
Do you go a pro on 100 or you just pick up a chick?
I'd probably come out of the closet at like 99.
Yeah. What else can you do, really?
Or maybe like during the 100th, like okay. just as I'm about to insert, I would just come out of the closet.
I'm gay.
Well, here's the thing is if you're about to inherit $1 billion, you just go straight away. You go, I'm actually gay. Get your 100 dudes in a night and then move
on. Yeah, one bad night. One pretty rough night. 120. To be honest, it's going to be a rough night.
A baker's 100. Yeah. Yeah.
If I said I'm gay, that would probably increase my chances, you know.
With the chicks or just in life? Sure.
No, just in life in general.
I don't think chicks like gay guys.
Yes, but if you said, listen, I'm going to inherit all this money, but I'm gay, like, will you help me?
Oh, well, I love a lying right to a bitch's face. It's illegal, though, isn't it? Didn't some state make that illegal? You can't, like, lie about your career to sleep with women. Like, one of the states made it so that you can't, like, deceive a woman at a bar. You can't go, hey, I'm a pilot. Do you want to fuck? You got to, like, be honest.
There's a lot of dudes breaking the law, then.
Of course, it's fun. It's fun.
A lot of astronauts out there.
If you get duped, you get duped. It's the beauty of America.
I feel
sometimes
like
you
if
get
you
got,
you get got.
Yeah.
If you get got, you got got. Like
I fully agree. Getting got. Sometimes someone gets me so good, even just like you know, rips me off, and I get proud of them in a way.
Yeah.
I go like,
of course.
Fuck, you got me.
What's a good lie?
Like saying they're like CEO or something, or they're a billionaire type of thing.
Oh, from a guy. I don't know, just pretending to be a decent human.
That's
classic.
I just mean like when you say like, what do you do for work? Like, what's a good? I'm gonna take notes by the way.
Oh, like what should you say? Oh, you should say like
pilot's great.
Yeah,
pilot's great because you have an excuse to leave early.
Oh, that's a pilot's a really
pilot's great.
Good
one. It's like, oh, sorry, I'm back in town in a couple of months.
But then they want a buddy pass.
I don't.
That's
know.
That's an issue.
So they get free flights.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I'll get you next time, babe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if we hang out a few times, I could probably put you on my buddy pass list. Oh, you can fly wherever you want. Then you can fuck
you leave
up until the buddy pass.
You leave
I could have been a good guy. Yeah, you could have been teasing the buddy pass for a while.
You leave it. Hey, I got buddy pass. What you got?
You even can shell out a few flights every couple months like they're free.
That's
oh,
that's
I got you.
No.
You're prolonging the pussy. $500 you get that's pussy for six more months. That's cheap.
Something seasonal.
Nah, he wants a different,
something seasonal.
Yeah.
Like a black trick?
Put on a suit and pretend tell people you're a pilot. Pilot slamming.
They wear suits?
I don't know, but like it's like more believable that you're rich.
It'd be funny if I brought like a sweatsuit and said I was a pilot.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what I wear. It's casual Fridays.
Aren't there pilot bar? Like, aren't there bars like at airports for pilots? Do you think there's girls
like
that have
lounge
like a pilot
kind of thing?
I've seen a lot of chicks at like train bars or like airport bars.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just looking for love, man.
If you're looking for love at an airport, you got to go into the lounge, ladies.
I knew a guy really? Who was a bouncer at
don't
a bar.
Get the broke guys in the...
And he married a girl that had fucked every single bouncer at the bar. She just had like a fetish for bouncers. And she went
that's not
what
you have a fetish for.
She went through the entire staff, him last, and then he married her. How do you go to work?
I don't know. He probably doesn't have much more opportunities elsewhere, does he?
No, he wasn't like a fat bouncer. He was like 6'5".
Yeah.
I think she was just into like giant dudes.
Giant black dudes.
No, not a black guy, surprisingly.
Oh, interesting.
Kim.
Yes.
What would you say the tallest man you've been with is?
Ooh. Of the 37. What was it?
And what were his combine numbers?
It's not 37. It was well, 0 to 2 a year.
It was 17 by 2. I don't even know what that is.
No, it was 0 to 2 a year. 17 to 20 was 0-1. So.
Okay. All right.
So, maybe 30 something. The tallest guy I've been with, 6'2".
That was covering up a real number. You know she
six.
Said that real. You know she
yeah.
said that real.
I can't, I'm learning. I can't bring my boyfriend to podcast
on
anymore.
The phone. Like, girl, you know how big he is.
I did see a really really tall guy in college, but I actually hated it. And he was very tall. He was like, seven something.
Tall and skinny. Kind
he was
of dangly. Or
tall
like?
And skinny, and I was not into that at all.
Giant dick. Little
yes.
dick. Regular
yeah.
dick.
No. Unnaturally giant dick. It didn't work. It was a very brief dating.
Okay.
I was like, good luck to any girl that wants to have sex with you. It's not happening.
That's what I always say about my cock.
I wouldn't even count it as having
good
sex.
Luck.
I kind of took a look at it and I was like, it ain't going to fit.
Yeah.
I don't want to
marry a tall woman just for like sports and stuff. Just marry like someone who's like 6'5".
Just go fucking fucking bury some kids down basketball.
Yeah,
yeah.
Scholarships, the whole nine yards, man.
Oh, you're saying for the offspring to raise the strongest and biggest kid.
Yeah,
I think that makes sense.
100%, dude. That's what life's about, man. Reproducing, like, might as well have a kid who's like 6'5".
That is true.
That'd be sick.
Okay, so go date some big Samoan woman.
No, there's some hot, really hot, real tall women on. There's a 7-foot chick on Instagram that's really hot, and her whole family's super tall.
I think anything over 6 foot is insane. It looks like not
for women. She like stands in doorways and shit. She's really hot.
And tall people die so young.
Perfect.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever see like really tall old people?
Yeah, Ralph loves when we bring this up.
Yeah.
What's that? What's
Ralph's
that about?
Got like a year and a half left.
What, they always hitting their heads? Bad for the
their systems just move
bad
faster.
On their hearts.
They just fucking.
Says you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because.
I'm not arguing.
That came from his heart. Yeah. He was like, yeah, I know.
Bad heart, yeah. I think it takes longer for like the blood to get. Oh, yeah. This is the bitch I like.
Oh, yeah.
And that's her mom, 7'5".
Yeah, but that's like fucking giantism or something. 7'5" is fucked up.
Yeah, no, 7'5" is ridiculous.
Ah!
That's like two bits of silver. Step right up, step
7'5" is crazy.
She is hot, though.
Wait, in heels. That doesn't count.
7'5".
She is hot as shit. I'd let her fucking like beat the shit out of me.
You like that?
Yeah,
you
wait,
like
can that? We see the one of her at Sky Zone? Yeah. Nice.
Oh my god.
God bless her.
That would be like
she knew what she was doing.
Like a fun little fetish, you know what I mean? Like,
dude, I would marry this chick.
Right?
I think I've only ever slept with like one or two girls that are taller than me, but it's like a fun variety pack thing, you know?
Is it?
Yeah, what's
it's
like
different
it's,
about
it's just
it.
Just big long legs. Yeah. It's like nice to be the little. I'm a little bitch.
Yeah,
I'm the little spoon.
You yeah. like a switch up. You get bored with
the
standard.
I just want to switch it up all the time.
Yeah, I feel
you. Yeah.
Anything
sometimes
different.
Of age.
The call of a man in a long term relationship. Oh, remember anything different? Remember anything?
I know, of course, variety's the spice of life. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But good thing I've got the Lord in my heart. I'm gonna fucking.
That was convincing.
No, I'm a good boy. I found Jesus. Yep.
I've been following a lot of like criminally big asses on Instagram.
Criminally big asses.
Yeah, but the big asses are just so abundant now that it's like kind of like, is it shit now? Just every turn, there's like a little Ice Spice, little retard looking fucking fat ass girl.
It's like my whole feed, dude, just like big asses and then like special needs people.
And they're the same person.
I wish you could reset the algorithm.
You can.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you?
I don't like, have any porn on mine.
With a button?
There's a few things you got to do. It's a long story.
I feel
story.
Like you have to start like
important.
Searching new stuff.
You do start searching new stuff, but also there's like a not safe for work setting so that you don't get any like whores. Right. And then you got
to
say.
And then you can turn it off to get the whores back?
I think so, yeah. But they slip back in. They always just slip back in somehow.
Well, whores do that.
Slip in. They're fucking cunts.
They can get in.
That's
there.
Why you got to go Bible study.
How do they get in though? I've seen like a lot of tits and stuff.
Well, you're following Conor McGregor, and the next thing you know, Conor McGregor's like with a chick, and then they fucking wiggle their way in.
They hashtag Conor McGregor when they post their ass.
Well, I'm saying like I've seen legit tits on Instagram. Like, how is that legal?
Oh,
tits out.
How are they getting in there?
I guess if they, I don't know. There are loopholes though. If you say it's for medical purposes, I think you can have them on.
There's also the girls that do the thing now, where it'll be like just a flash of them topless. In the reel, so that you watch it like 8 times trying to pause it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then it counts as 8 views.
Yeah. So smart.
There's another, I follow a girl who she'll be in the car and she'll drop her phone and her pussy will be out of her pants, like out of either side of her bikini. And she'll be, oops, sorry, I dropped my phone. And then keep talking. And you watch it a million times so you can pause it on her vagina.
Wow.
It's brilliant.
It is really smart. Slippery That's horse. Super smart.
She's paying.
Right? I mean, I would if I was a girl comic with a special out, I would definitely do something like that to help promote it.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna slip a little puss out. Check out my special. Very funny.
Sex up.
Just a lip.
Just a lip.
Not both. Don't be a pig about it.
Doesn't even need to be your pussy. Just like fucking get a screenshot of someone else's pussy.
Oh yeah.
And then watch this 20.
Here's a pussy. Watch my special.
Well, you allude to it to being yours. That's fine.
Well, dude, if men could do that, you think you would do that?
Show my nuts.
Not even your nuts, just like you bending over with like tight leggings at like a Planet Fitness.
Showing a little bit of like
see,
back
it ball. Hurts to think about, right? Like truly doing it.
It's not fair though.
I think if I was rewarded from that from a young age, I would have been well trained into doing it.
Like, you have to wear, like, volleyball-style shorts and do, like, you know.
Squats.
If that got me bitches?
If that got you paid and you had to put it on Instagram and people followed
him. I think it's a hard leap now from,
yeah.
But I think you would have been inducted from a young age.
Yeah, but are you really picking up girls doing that? Or
well,
are you
no,
just
I'm just saying, like,
dudes.
You're picking up girls. You got it.
No, I was
in
just
this
saying,
world,
like,
we're flipping roles.
There's a lot of chicks out there who are wearing, like, nothing at the gym and bending over for no reason. It's like, why can't men do that?
There's dudes that... Shannon, who's the guy with the giant cock on Instagram? The Diego Rodrigo or whatever it was?
I gotta Johnny look him Salami. Up. I gotta look him up.
Check out Johnny Salami.
Like, dude,
podcast.
If I wore volleyball shorts and started doing deep squats at the gym, like, dude, I would get arrested in seconds.
Are you all balls?
All balls?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd probably fluff it up a little bit before going out there. Do a little jelk.
Okay. Get some jelka going.
I wear short shorts at the gym. I don't give a fuck.
Volleyball? Dude, look
Not
up volleyball shorts.
I have like five inch fucking stems. I got a little 5 inch fucking shorts. I don't give a fuck. Let it flop out. It is what it is.
Yeah. That's smart though, dude. If you're getting paid money to do that, to bend over.
There's nothing better in the world than being paid to just be a fucking piece of meat.
I wonder how much they're making.
There can't be anything in the world better than that. No, are you coughing?
No, there is so many better things.
No, you just wake up, you take a photo, you get paid, you go back to sleep. It's like, fucking, what could be better than that?
Then do it. There are many gay men that will pay for you to wake up and spread your asshole. Right now, you have many gay fans that would start paying.
Never.
Yes, I'll ask the chat right now if there's anybody that will start paying for you to start spreading your asshole. And I guarantee you can have enough to pay your rent plus some.
There's not.
So do it. There's nothing better in the world. There is.
No, I'm aware of that, but there's no market.
There,
I promise you.
There
I
is
promise
a
you.
I think you could pay your rent for like 2 or 3 months, but gay guys are fickle. They're gonna get.
They're
gonna
not.
Move on.
I never get gay guys in the DMs.
All right, I'm looking in the chat. We got one pay. Someone says they got 600.
I don't trust it. That guy doesn't have 600 in his.
I'd subscribe. Let's make some cash. You said it's got to be the best job in the world and incredibly easy. So try.
I'm not gonna try.
Why?
Because I know the from a market survey.
No, it will.
No, I did my own market survey.
So from a market survey for someone else who wants to do other things is probably not a good idea.
You could be causing a genocide right now.
Yeah, a porn genocide. Be careful what you say.
I'm telling you,
it might be over.
Well, I'm saying, dude,
being a piece of meat.
The second
nice.
Someone sees you bend over, there's at least 10 dudes who are blowing their fucking heads off.
I feel like if Colin did OnlyFans, he would have to talk a lot.
Yeah.
That would be part of it.
You have to get the accent in there.
Yeah,
that'll get you extra.
Whereas women, the more they talk, the worse it is.
Yeah.
You have to do videos where like, ooh, I'm going to coom.
I'm going to coom.
Ooh, I'm going to coom.
I'm going to coom all of your belly.
What am I, little goblin? Ooh, I'm going to coom.
Shannon, did you find that guy?
No, I didn't. I found one that I thought it was Diego Rodrigo Barros, but I can't find an Instagram page for him.
Oh, maybe he got deleted. This guy that I showed Shannon on Instagram who's just got a fucking rocket. And all his videos are him in like sweatpants on a plane.
Oh, I've seen a few of these big dick guys on Instagram.
Oh, and they just show off their dick?
Or like
that's your algorithm.
It'll be like him in sweatpants.
You gotta reset it again, dude.
They slip in, these guys.
You're following Conor McGregor.
Suddenly you got big dicks on planes and sweatpants. I've never seen those videos in my algorithm.
Never?
Never.
They're always wearing like gray sweats and just shaking it in the
mirror. I want to see those.
I can show you the one with the squirrel I sent you, Zach, if you want to see
the
that
squirrel.
One.
Yeah. Sure.
Is this a guy's nickname?
Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta find the one with the grapes. Okay, here we go.
A dude with a big dick and a squirrel, I'm in.
He just always like focuses kind of on his.
Oh, this is kind of like.
Yeah, this is. Oh, wait.
Shannon, you definitely follow this guy, right?
I followed him for the squirrel, and then after watching so many, I'm like, why is his penis so predominantly showed?
But that's the whole point of the thing. He has an OnlyFans, does he? He must, right?
Let's see.
Love how it's. Like a Tracy Chapman remix in the background.
Yeah, there's not one listed here, but
Asian
probably.
Tracy Chapman.
Peanut the squirrel? Come on.
Aw, come on.
You feed that like a peanut.
But dude, you gotta look at it. It's all about the scenery behind. Like, you know, it's not really sexual. You gotta bend over outside of like a David's Bridal or something, dude. You know?
Maybe a Discovery Zone.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more thing before we get out of here. Madonna falls off chair during performance on stage.
Yes.
Let's just see Madonna fall and then we'll get out of here.
Sad seeing old people fall, don't it?
God. She performs like I do.
Sitting?
Yeah. I need my chair.
So this is how she has a shower. Oh, nice. We got the close-up. Tits out. Oh no! It was the guy. Yeah, it wasn't really his fault. Oh, he just left her. I'm bringing the chair.
Hey, you know what? Good for her for keeping going.
Yeah. Well, you can't press pause on the fucking track.
Yeah.
Is she singing? There's no way she's singing.
No, I doubt it.
She's just always been old, though. Like, I've never saw Madonna was never like Madonna to me. She was always like She was always an old bitch.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my parents loved Madonna.
Yeah. And I remember she was having like a comeback type of thing when I was a kid.
Yeah, like Ray Light and shit.
But she
like
was
that.
Never that whole, like you hear, sometimes you hear talk, people like Rogan talks about like when Madonna was fresh and she was like the thing.
Yeah.
But she's always just been an old bitch and now she's like, her face is all fucked up. Remember that she was down at the Stand?
Yeah.
She was fucked up.
She was at the Stand?
Yeah, she came down for Chappelle or something.
Oh, wow.
Madonna sings like a prayer, right?
Like a virgin.
Mm. No, also did like a prayer.
Like a prayer.
Sorry, my bad.
It's all right. Yeah, she fucks Black Jesus.
Yeah. It's a good song, man.
All right, I think we're about done here, but one more thing. Rise of the Therians, people who identify as animals claim they shift into feral impulses. Shannon, explain it to us.
So it seems like something that's mainly teenagers that on TikTok, when they get home from school, they show videos of them, quote, shifting, and then they put on their mask and their like little tails or whatever. And they say that for real, that they identify as animals.
For real?
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to do the little show.
I have a couple of their...
Real?
A couple of their TikTok pages. Here's one.
Feels like it's been years.
Oh, so it's furries.
But they're not, because they says that furries say that their furry is a character. This is who they really identify as.
We've gone too far.
It's crazy.
This is silly.
I have a couple
can't
other
you
ones.
Just feel like that without the tail? Like, can't you as a human just climb on those rocks and feel like, I feel like a little bit animalistic and not wear a tail?
I think that's a fetish. It's, it's 100%
sexual.
Oh,
this is weird. If my kid's coming home with a tail, it's an issue for me.
But if I matched with that fucking little squirrel bitch on Tinder, you're going. That's
great. You do
it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Look at her. She's hopping on your dick like that?
Yeah. She's a fucking animal.
Good Friday night.
That's a good variety for you, Colin.
Scratching you up, that little squirrel.
That's variety.
I've never had it. I've had some pigs.
That's arugula.
Yes. Not bad. That'd be kind of... But all those furries and freaks are just sucking and fucking. All like the wizard.
They're just horny.
When they meet up and do wizardry shit in the park, they are all just.
Yeah, it's called yiffing for furries.
Yessing?
Yiffing.
Yiffing.
Yiffing. That's the noise they make. They go yiff, yiff, yiff.
When they fuck?
Yeah, that's like their horny noise is yiff.
Dude, that's just a level of perversion. And it's all just little fucking weird nerds, right? It's not like. What is it?
Were the horniest people in high school.
Is that what
it
is? The jocks got fingered too much and now they're just like regular folk, I think. And
yeah, then, the people that didn't. Yeah. Yes. I will attest to that.
Yeah.
No, because I think those people were also fucking each other in high school. Like, I remember, like the furry kids were so horny.
Drama kids all fuck.
They were fuck. They've always been horny.
I don't know.
How do you get in the group?
How do you get into the yiffs?
Yeah.
Just show up at a fucking, like...
They have conventions and shit.
Panda hat and shit.
Yeah, you have to, like, bite people.
There's a doc called Fursonas, and it's all about, like, the furry conventions and shit.
Documentary?
And
Fursonas.
They have footage of the guy that, like, runs the convention. So it's basically like, you know when, if you say to a porn chick, like, yeah, all porn chicks were molested. And they're like, no, we weren't. And then she'll be like, well, I was, but.
But not all,
not
of,
all
us.
Of us.
R.I.P. fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Cagney
and Carter, yeah.
Best vocals in the game, all time. Best
Shotgun.
Best vocalist, yeah.
Shotgun in the mouth.
Wow.
What's a shotgun?
No,
literally,
she killed herself
with a shotgun.
Oh, she died. I thought it was a porn scene. She did.
She died doing what she loved.
Choked to the mouth,
choking on a fucking huge pipe. But she had. I shed a lot of cum to her over the years. So shout out Cagney Lynn Carter.
R.I.P. to a real one.
R.I.P.
Yeah, one of the original vocalists.
All right, let's end it there. R.I.P. Cagney Lynn Carter. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
My wonderful guest, Johnny Salami.
Check out the Johnny Salami podcast.
Check out the Johnny Salami podcast. Colin Terrell, the Colin Terrell podcast. And Kim Congdon with her brand new special, Childless MILF. Go watch it right now. Lewis, we'll see you on Friday. Love you very much. See you Friday here on the Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.